From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The White House issued a terse warning Wednesday to Iran, telling it that it's being put on notice in the wake of Sunday's ballistic missile launch and Tuesday's attack on a Saudi warship by Shia Houthi rebels. Michael Flynn, President Donald Trump's national security advisor, said the previous Obama administration failed to respond adequately to what he called Tehran's malign action.
President Trump has severely criticized the various agreements reached between Iran and the Obama administration, as well as the United Nations, as being weak and ineffective. Instead of being thankful to the United States in these agreements, Iran is now feeling emboldened.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer was asked what's meant by being Iran being put on notice.
I think we wanted to make very clear that we felt as though that their actions were both provocative and a violation, and making sure that they understood that we weren't going to sit by and not act on those actions.
Trump administration officials in a background briefing said the U.S. is considering a range of options, including economic pressure on Tehran and assistance to its adversaries. Iran Wednesday confirmed its ballistic missile test, but its defense minister insisted that did not violate the 2015 nuclear agreement or a U.N. Security Council resolution endorsing the pact. The Zimbabwean preacher who led anti-government protests last year was arrested Wednesday at Harare Airport after spending several months abroad. Evan Mawariri, who headed the hashtag This Flag social media protest movement against President Robert Mugabe, reportedly has been charged with subverting a constitutionally elected government. The pastor said he fled the country last July, fearing for his own safety and that of his family. Why he returned has not been made clear. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate late Wednesday confirmed Rex Tillerson as President Trump's Secretary of State in a 56-43 vote. Mr. Trump said Tillerson brings unique skills and deep insight to the American foreign structure, and he said Tillerson's role will be to make America safer and more prosperous.
You also understand the importance of strengthening our alliances and forming new alliances to enhance our strategic interest and the safety of our people. It's time to bring a clear-eyed focus to foreign affairs, to take a fresh look at the world around us, and to seek new solutions grounded in very ancient truths.
Several lawmakers expressed concern over Tillerson's close ties to Russian President Vladimir Putin while head of the energy firm ExxonMobil. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told reporters Wednesday he wants upcoming Geneva talks on Syria to focus on core issues, including a transition government. The UN chief said a solution will require the full commitment of all stakeholders.
In relation to the process onwards and the future solutions and the need at a certain moment for all foreign troops to leave, I think that should be apply to everybody without exception. But this is a long process of negotiation that is starting now and I hope will be concluded positively for the Syrian people.
Members of the opposition issued a statement Wednesday saying they could not participate in the Geneva talks to begin February 20 unless the talks lead to a transition of power. Well, hundreds of thousands of Romanians took to the streets Wednesday opposed to a government decree decriminalizing some corruption offenses. The protests were generally peaceful, but hundreds threw fireworks and stones at riot police who responded with tear gas. The decree will decriminalize abuse of power offenses, with a number of politicians expected to benefit. Hundreds of such cases are said to be underway. The European Union has criticized the decree. The British Parliament Wednesday voted overwhelmingly to proceed with approval of the government's plan to carry out its divorce from the European Union following last June's referendum. The Parliament is debating a measure to give legal standing to the process of triggering Article 50 of EU Lisbon Treaty. The debate will intensify at committee level before going on to the House of Lords. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis told reporters en route to South Korea that North Korea's missile and nuclear programs and deployment of U.S. anti-missile system will be among the agenda items. Mattis, on his first foreign trip, will talk about other defensive measures with South Korean and Japanese officials. A South African government investigation released a report Wednesday concluding nearly 100 mental patients died after being moved from hospitals to unlicensed health facilities, most of the fatalities linked to pneumonia, dehydration, and diarrhea, directly attributing to neglect. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.